Now we're going to talk about, the doctor's referrals and health professionals. The reason I wanted to talk about this first is that I know this system works. I've used this very recently, in fact, just a week ago. For those of you who are new to the program, just to recap, I was in a serious bicycle accident several weeks ago, and I actually fractured my hip and fell on the bike and had to go to the hospital and get surgery and have 3 screws put in my left femur bone. And it was pretty serious at the time, but now it's been 12 weeks, almost 13 weeks since the accident. And I've recovered fully. I'm back to swimming, biking, and running. And almost, I'd say, about 95%, pretty much 100% back to normal because I'm doing all the activities that I was doing before. I'm running the last 2 weeks, and just all I have to do is accelerate my running now, and I'll be back to exactly where I was. So I had a great experience with the doctor that did my surgery, and so I wanted to show you how you could. Now I'm turning that into doctor's referrals. How you can create a referral system between you and other health professionals or other, athletic directors. You can use the same system for that. I want to show you the way that I did that. I went down for Dr. Dunbar in Santa Barbara was the one that did my hip surgery, and I gained a relationship with him over the months. He actually gave me a cell phone number and email address, so I've been corresponding with him during the time of my recovery, and during that time I created this injury and surgery recovery checklist, which I sent out to all of you, and it's in the members area there in the a couple calls ago, a document that's, a real comprehensive checklist. So he was very impressed with that. And I asked him during the last visit, I just went down there a week and a half ago. I said, Dr. Dunbar, can we meet for a little bit after our appointment? I have some business ideas for you. And he said, make sure you're the last patient of the day. Sure, and then we can meet after that. So I turn, because it's hard to get into the office of doctors, so if you happen to be a patient there, then, if you're seeing them for a doctor's visit, you can say, can we meet right afterward for our appointment? And that's one of the really good ways that you could actually get time with a doctor. And you probably... You could do this with general doctors, with a sports medicine doctor, or even if they're not your regular doctor, you can still use the same technique, I think, for any kind of health professionals. So I went there and I prepared a lot of materials ahead of time. And one of the key things that you want to do is, first of all, go in with an attitude of serving, service, not just I want to try to market to this person or make money from this person, but really, you want to think of it as how can I serve this person? And I actually have a saying or a phrase that I say to myself before I start any kind of meeting or marketing or training. What I say to myself is, sorry, I got a frog in my throat. I say to myself, open my path before me so I may have the opportunity to be of maximum benefit to the world. So it's just kind of a nice little phrase. You can think of something like that that you could say to yourself. So just some kind of opening phrase. I say, open my path before me so I can have the opportunity to be of maximum benefit to the world or to the person that I'm about to speak to. So I would say that to myself beforehand just to, as a way to get into a mindset of service and not just marketing. Because what you want to do is always give before you receive. And so you want to think of ways that how can I give to this person and market, help them with their business. And then I can show them how they could... they're going to want to reciprocate, of course, with referrals to me as well. So what I did was I Even before I went down there to Dr. Dunbar, I thought, oh, I just had an idea. I'll just go to Google or go to my website and write a nice recommendation for him, review and say, and use the keywords, use all the principles we've been talking about. And he had told me before that someone went found him because they typed in orthopedic surgeon in Santa Barbara. And you know, that was like a clue right there that that's the key words that he wants that people are typing in, and that and so when I wrote my review, I made the title those exact words. I didn't say, well, I wanted to recommend Dr. Dunbar, because that there's no key words in there. I wrote the title of my blog post was Orthopedic Surgeon in Santa Barbara, Dr. Dunbar helps Dr. Joanne with recover from bicycle accident. So that was the key, because you want to put your keywords as the first 3 to 5 words in the title. So that's going to make it come up much higher on Google. So I put orthopedic surgeon in Santa Barbara, Dr. Dunbar helps Dr. Joanne recover from bicycle accident. And then I put those same keywords or very similar ones in the first words of the actual blog post. And so that's what Google's going to pick up on. So I wrote that in there. I wrote the review. I put in the keywords, you know, in the tags. I put all those same keywords there. Put in his name. I put in my name. I also put in sports performance, sports psychology, those kinds of words, as well as, or I put in his keywords so people will find him. I put in my keywords so people will find me. So it helps both of you. And, so I put that in, I pressed publish, and 20 minutes after I published it, it was number one on Google. It was amazing. I mean, it just skyrocketed to the top. And so because I used those, had proper use of the keywords. So I showed him, I took a screenshot of that. I mean, there's the paid ads that go way at the top. There's about 3 or 4 of those. And then right underneath that, it was about in position 5 or 6 first. And now, actually, here it is 2 weeks later, I've gone there. If you type in, you know, in your computer, orthopedic surgeon in Santa Barbara, at last night at 9 p.m., it had gone up even higher to like the first or second position on Google. And I haven't even done anything. That was just sitting there for 2 weeks. So he's been, as a result of that one recommendation, I took a screenshot of that and I brought it in to show that to him. I mean, the first thing you want to show him in your meeting is like some kind of wow, something to make them go wow. And he was really impressed. And all of a sudden, without paying anything, without paying thousands of dollars for advertising, which most people do, to get those ads on Google, he's able to be up there at the top. And he said that actually people saw that and people have been calling him. So right away he could see that I have someone that has a power to refer people to me. So he saw that, and then I also brought. A photo of myself doing some sport. I actually brought I cut out a cover of the book. I have some extra covers, so I cut out a cover of that and I signed it to him. Thanks, Dr. Dunbar. Thanks for helping me get back in my game. And I brought that for him because doctors love to have pictures of you, photos of you doing your sports on their wall. So he said, this is great. You know, he had other sports pictures up there, but they were all autographed to another doctor. So I said, yeah, you need some autographed to you. So he was very happy with that. And he said he was going to frame it and put it up on his, on his wall there. So that's, helping him to gain credibility for, helping these athletes. And it also has, it's the cover of my book that's getting out there too. So it's a way to, a win-win kind of situation. And then the next thing I did was I did a search on the sports groups in Santa Barbara, and if you're in Philadelphia or, Amy or Sue, you're in, San Jose, or Duran in Florida, wherever you are, Randy, in Brazil, you can say, do a search. If you're meeting with someone, do a search on, list of sports groups in that city, whoever it is you're meeting with. And so I looked up sports groups, triathlon groups, running groups, equestrian, golf, tennis, team and training, And I got a whole list of those groups and their websites, and then I brought that in to him as a list, and I said, here's a list that I have, and I actually have some contacts with some of these people because I, I'm from Santa Barbara, so I told him that I could help him get on those. On those groups, involved with those groups, either speaking there or, get a link on their website. So he was very impressed with that. So all those things are things that I could give to him, which may, if you go in with that attitude of giving before you receive, then they're going to be much more predisposed toward listening to you and giving referrals to you as well. So then the next step is questions. I wanted to ask the doctor, questions about what his needs are. And I think we talked about that a little bit a couple weeks ago. I asked him Dr. Dunbar, what do you see as the biggest challenges with getting patients to recover well? And, he talked about that. And do you think that the mental attitude, the mind has a lot to do with people recovering from injury? And, of course, he agreed with that and talked about how, he can have two patients where he's equally happy with his surgery for both people, same kind of surgery, and one has the attitude of, oh, I have to be on crutches? Oh, geez, why don't you just give me a wheelchair? Sit back in the chair. And that kind of person, he knows, typically he had two people like that, one that just wanted to do nothing, and that person didn't recover nearly as fast as another person who had the same surgery, who said, okay, well, what do I need to do next? Tell me what I need to do, and what's the next step? And someone who's really gung-ho for moving forward, that person recovered much quicker. So he knows the mental part is really important. So we got on the same wavelength with that. And then I talked about, you want to think in terms of the mindset of WIFM, WIFM. They're thinking, what's in it for me? And they're wanting to know, how's this going to help me? How's this going to make my life easier? So that's what you want to do, is think, how can you make life easier for this person? And so I wrote out a script ahead of time, and what you want to do is use their language. You want to get, use the kinds of things that that are important to them, that they are talking about. So, for instance, with doctors, they use the word patients more than clients. So you want to, use that word patients, the word compliance is really important. Getting patients to be more compliant, to follow their instructions, is really key. So you want to, talk about that. Use the language that they have given you, or also go onto websites. You can go into doctors' forums and find out what they're talking about, and get their language that way. And then you want to be able to tell stories that are specific to their needs. Maybe stories that you've dealt with an athlete that's injured, or a success with athletes going through surgery. And so, some of the things that I would say to him. Let me give you an example of the script that I wrote here. I talked to you can talk about I talked about surgery coaching, how it can, the coaching that I do with people can differentiate your practice. You can offer more support and better professional service than others, you talk about how you work by phone, so location doesn't matter. And that for the doctor, you can say you can get known for having great results with your surgery because, we're teaming up together. And you can talk about how you've worked with other doctors, if you have, or other professionals, any stories that you have there, and that you're working not just with athletes but with the average person, since they probably work with other people as well that want to get better. And work together to partner with you and to support you, to help your client, your patients every step of the way in the way that in that patient treatment process. And then you can say something like this. What I said to him was, the immediate benefit for you, Dr. Dunbar, is, you know, if the surgery is right for this person, but I work with patients at three different levels. One, to help them feel more comfortable with getting their surgery or getting treatment, whatever that treatment is, to make your patients feel 100%, you know, confident in that they've made the right choice here. And then number two, to help them with mental preparation to have the best outcome. And I would ask them, how do you want them to be best prepared for their surgery? So you want him to tell you, the doctor, you know, different things that you want them to follow the doctor's instructions. And then number three, helping patients recover so that the patients feel good going into the surgery, that it's right for them, that they'll be relaxed under your touch as a surgeon and have the best results. So those are the kinds of things that I talked to him about. Here's some of the things that I said. You want to give them also you know, a paragraph or a way that they could describe it to their patients. And, you know, you could say, you or your staff could say something like this. You are making, you know, you could say this to the patients. You're making you are investing your time and your effort in this procedure, and you're making a wise decision. And this is a key moment in your life when you need to focus. And you want to ensure that you have the best possible results. And we're here to help you do just that. You know, a staff person could say to a patient, your doctor has gone the extra mile for you. He's on the leading edge with technology and also total patient care. And now we are using whoever it is, Dr. Dahlketter we're using Ricky or Amy or Sue or Tanya or Duran or TJ or Lauren. Any of you guys, you know, that could use you as an example that we're using this person to with state-of-the-art technology with techniques to feel calmer and prepared throughout your treatment. So those are the kinds of things that you can say. You want to give them a paragraph of some sort. I'll put this in the members area too, the script that I used, the exact script I used to talk with him. Because you want to explain to the patients and to the doctor that, you know, major changes occurring in the medical field, the way people prepare for surgery. And we now have strong evidence from hundreds of studies that showing that mental preparation can help you go through your treatment more easily and comfortably. And so they can talk about, you know, the learning system that we have here, you know, with your coaching system. Uses time-proven, tested strategies to help you prepare for your procedure. You'll know what to expect, you'll know what to do, and you'll be trained and ready for the whole process. This whole process can be very smooth for you. And you talk about how each step in the program is well-researched and is now being used by many medical settings, and it's safe and easy to use. And then the good news, too, you can say is that the exercises that, you know, that you'll practice with them, like the visualizations that you can make healing visualizations, they'll support you way beyond the operating room and help you focus and feel good and be your best in every dimension of your life. So those are some of the kinds of things that I told Dr. Dunbar about how to, you know, some of the benefits. And then you want to have like a list, of exact things that they could benefit from. Like, here's a short list that I prepared here. One is, you know, here's some of the things that doctors, how the doctor can benefit. Is that the patient, you know, you build patient satisfaction, decrease anxiety, you can improve your conversion rate for surgery, so more patients will want the surgery if it's needed. You consistently increase your referral base. I mean, that's what doctors want. And of course, that's what we want as coaches as well. You'll speed surgery and recovery time for patients and reduce staff stress and improve morale. And you can boost patient compliance for better surgical outcomes. So those are some of the kinds of things that doctors want to hear. So those are the kinds of things that I told Dr. Dunbar in my meeting. And then I give him a bunch of handouts, too. You want to have a kind of a show and tell, you know, have pictures there with you and your athletes if you have them. Sorry, I got a cough here. you want to show them news clippings if you have those. Show them your articles you've written. You can write an article real simply, a tip sheet. You could have a recovery checklist. Use the one that I provided for you in the members area. You could show them your website, have a screenshot of your website, any awards that you've given or have been given. And then you want to have items, leave items there for the doctor. And again, you can be thinking of these, the same kinds of things you can use for athletic directors. You want to have, you know, handouts for them, and then items that you leave for them at the end, like your business cards, a stack of business cards. You can show them my book. You can show them your book if you have one, a tip sheet of some sort, and, you know, like top 10 tips for recovering or preparing for surgery, top 10 tips for athletes. You want to show them a coaching flyer, what you do for coaching. And I'll give you an example, the one that I have. I'll put that in the members area too. And also, I had a CD set, actually, that I have done called Preparing for Surgery. So I gave him that to show him that as well. And that's a product that you could have for them. And then you want to talk about, you want to give them a paragraph, you know, how to refer people to you. And then talk about logistics, you know, how you work by phone and location doesn't matter. Doctor's wondering, well, do I have to pay anything for this? And you can tell them, no, there's no, you know, you have your practice and I have my practice. We just refer to each other and refer patients to me just like you would any other medical professional. And you can say, I do my own billing and I make sure that they are following your plan for. So you want to make sure that you're not conflicting with what they're doing, but you're having patient compliance. Same thing with coaches. If you're talking with them, you want to say, you know, make sure that they're following your plan for the athletes and enhance the plan that you already have. And then you want to talk about next steps. So make sure before you leave the meetings to say, what are our next steps? And the doctor, in this case, Dr. Dunbar, said, yeah, I really like this idea. This is great. I'll show these materials to my other doctors here. So now you've got, you know, he's got two other doctors in the practice, so he'll show them to them. So now you've got exposure to more doctors in the practice. And he said, let's keep talking by phone. I'll send you an email this week, and we'll keep talking by phone and email. And, we have an association now, basically a referral system. I've already referred some patients to him, and he's referred some patients to me in terms of, results of the meeting. And so this is a whole system that I wanted to share with you that works. And you can do this multiple times with multiple health professionals, or once you have the system down, you can duplicate that with the same thing with athletic directors. And so you have something that you can use over and over again to be able to present your materials. And then follow-up, of course, is really important to stay in touch with them. So, let me just open it up for questions here, just see if you have reactions about that. Yeah, anyone have ideas, or is that helpful for you? I don't know. Sue, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I had my phone muted. Those are all really helpful tips. I would love to see some of that in the members area, because I don't think I could remember it all.
Yeah. So I'll put all that there. Yeah, the script I used and the handouts I gave out.
Yeah, I've been talking with my orthopedic surgeon, and I'm kind of lacking confidence right now to be able to go in there and say that I can help people, because I don't have a lot of experience, a lot of clients. So I want to make sure that I'm actually offering something of value before I put myself out there.
Yeah, sure. Sure, yeah. And you could, you know, when you're first starting out, too, you can, you know, offer to work with a client for free, kind of thing, for a patient to, you know, show, to get some results and testimonials. I think that's great. And, and you can, you know, try working with a practice client, you know, a family member or friend, too, using these techniques. And if you know of someone that does have an injury, you know, we all know somebody that's injured, but it's everywhere. You can work with someone first using these techniques, and then be able to then transfer, you know, make sure you get a testimonial for them of some sort. Text is good, audio is better, videos even is best, any kind of format that you can get. And then the more that you do this, I think the more you'll be able to benefit from it and be able to have that confidence, you know, down the road. So that'd be great. Yeah. Yeah, TJ, are you there? I know you're interested in this area as well.
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute as well. Yeah, it's really interesting, and I couldn't take notes fast enough to keep up with what you were saying. So I second that request of putting that in the members area. But I already have a couple relationships with doctors just through the massage therapy work that I do, so it'll be interesting to try to take that relationship and sort of, you know, change it a little bit into doing the coaching stuff.
Right.
You know, kind of in addition to or instead of, but, you know, I need to kind of think of how to present that, you know, since I already know quite a few doctors in town through my massage work.
Yeah, since you're a massage therapist.
This is a whole different, you know, a whole different thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a different thing that I'm offering. So uh-huh. I'm really excited to, you know, get a package together of stuff and
yeah.
Going on it.
Yeah, and I think everything that you do offline, you should do online as well. So you've got, you know, your printed materials that you can take there when you're in a live meeting, and then you could also have them on your website as the pages there, so you can tell them, you know, go to my, if you can't meet with someone or before you meet with someone, you can say you can go to my website and click here under coaching or, you know, injury coaching, whatever you want to call it, kind of thing, performing edge coaching, and then have a specific area for injured, you know, helping athletes, injured athletes get faster, the mental aspect of recovery. So, yeah, that would be great, because, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, TJ, yeah, like you want to be known as not only the massage therapist, but the mental training, you know, or performing edge coach, too. So, yeah, and people, you've got the special area, since you can work on both the body and the mind, you can, you know, market yourself. I think you have a really powerful way of marketing yourself there, that people, you know, doctors can, professionals can refer to you, you know, knowing that they can get the whole package, like one-stop shopping at SophrisFitness.shop. Yeah, get your body worked on, your mind worked on. You come out of there, with a whole, like a whole new person.
Well, thanks very much. I
gotta
run. I have a client coming, but happy holidays to everyone.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Happy holidays
in
the new year.
Yeah, and January 12th. Happy holidays. And Ricky, are you there? Just wanted to check in from Brazil if you're still there. I don't know if he was there, but maybe he's gone off to work. So so next, you've got January 12th coming up, and we'll talk more next time about also this parallel process of, you know, how you can, we'll talk more about the product creation next time, and on speaking engagements, since a lot of people want to hear about that. And just think about in terms of marketing to athletic directors and team coaches, you can use the same process. Ask them questions. Think of what problems do they have that you can solve with your coaching, and have that WIFM mindset, that what's in it for me mindset that they are thinking of. Think of benefits to them. How can you make their life easier as coaches or team athletic directors or as athletes? What problem athletes do they have, and finding out what it is that they need the most, and thinking of it in terms of problem and then solution. Like in chapter one of my book, there's results. I list several of the problems that athletes have, like results, focusing primarily on the outcome rather than the actual process of their training, and talk about, how athletes have low self-esteem, they're basing their self-worth on performance only and results rather than a strong sense of personal identity, and they have oftentimes really high expectations that may be unreasonable. So that's some other problems, setting unrealistic standards, and they get really disappointed. And that self-blaming, self-deprecation, blaming themselves for mistakes and setbacks, leads to anxiety, and then of course the pressure and anxiety is tremendous. So if you can think of all those things, there's pressure, there's sabotaging their themselves in a competition, inconsistent performances, injuries, self-doubt, there's negativity, there's ADD, all athletes have lack of focus, difficulty handling a loss, losing a game, perfectionism, tunnel vision, all these kinds of things. If you can think of each problem that you have, that athletes have or athletic directors have, and then think of how what's the opposite of that? How can performing edge coaching, handle that or deal with that? And then you can talk about the things that you can provide, like some of the selling points would be, you can help your athletes with mental flexibility and with self-understanding, with self-improvement, with balance, and helping them to have courage to be able to handle adversity and take risks, learn from mistakes, being able to move on to the next level, and being able to have that resilience to recognize there's inconsistencies in performance and be able to weather the good days and the bad, and helping athletes, supposed to young athletes, helping them be more responsible, take charge of their own training so you can do the absolute best in your racing, and have that openness to, to set the, be able to set a platform for lifelong lessons so that you're working with them not only on sports but on their life as a whole. And enjoyment is such a key area to, help athletes to have that, gain that fun and pleasure back into their sport. And then lastly, talking about vision and just being able to follow, teaching athletes to follow their passion and letting their dreams, unleash the power of your mind, body, and spirit. So those are all kind of really powerful selling points, I think, that can help athletes perform better, make the job easier for coaches, for athletic directors. And we'll talk more about this next time, how to develop a package for athletic directors as well, and coaches that you may want to approach. All right, so... I think we'll leave it there until January 12th. And any final? I'd like to just those of you who are still on the phone. Maybe we can, if you could each tell me what one goal that you have for, say for next year, for the first quarter, the next 3 months or so, January, February, March. What's one thing that you'd like to focus on with your coaching or your business, your practice? One thing that you'd like to focus on moving forward. You guys want to share?
I'll go
Joanne,
first.
This is Amy. Oh, go ahead.
Real quick, they're on here. My three main goals. My first goal is to complete, my first book, Performance Playbook. Second goal is to gain 10 high-paying clients. And the third goal is to put on my first seminar. Those are my three main goals for 2012.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's great that you got those all together. All right, that sounds great. I'm writing these down here, so we'll check in with you about those as we go along here. Thanks for sharing those. So, Amy?
My first goal is to make connections with some of these teams. I do have meetings set up to get in there and get some workshops going and start working with the athletes and to also build a clientele of some individual clients from that.
Okay, great. Yeah, fantastic. And focusing on the tennis area or other sports too?
Yes, definitely. I'm going to start with tennis. Well, although it could be for any sport, really. I mean, when I go talk to the athletic director, if they want the lacrosse team, you know, which starts in the spring also, it could be for any team that starts in the spring.
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks, Amy, Duran. Those are really great goals. Yeah. Yeah, Sue, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. My goals are a little different. Since I'm in my last year of my master's program, my goal is to write my thesis on the using guided imagery in healing. There's a lot of research out there, so hoping to get that done. And then I have to do an internship, and I'm actually talking with Dr. Cohen about doing it with him in his office. I'm hoping to get that nailed down.
Wow.
Finished by the end of summer.
Fantastic. Wow, that would be great, to be in a top orthopedic surgeon's office there. Or to work with his clients. That's a great way to be able to get in the door there. Get a foot in the door, so to speak. since you already have.
And he's excited about it because he, as you know, he loves the use of guided imagery for performance and has wanted to find a way to use it with patients.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's great. So, and I'll be doing, one of the things I'd like to do is I did my, preparing for eye surgery CD, specifically for eyes, but I want to do one for orthopedic surgery. So when I get that, as I'm working on that, I'll send that to you too.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah, okay, I've got that now that I know that you're doing an internship kind of thing, that gives me more incentive. To do that here. That's great, because I know that Dr. Dunbar wants that down in Santa Barbara, too. So, that'll be great, because orthopedic surgery is where a lot of athletes go, to get their treatment, that kind of thing. So, fantastic. Okay, so we'll check in with you about those goals. And you can, inform us about what you learned about guided imagery and healing, I'm sure, with your thesis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
I've got two big binders of papers to go through.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Fantastic. Okay, and Tanya, are you still there? I think she was muted.
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, do you have goals?
I would like, my goal is to get 20 new clients and specifically increase my client base in the show jumping equestrian field. Planning on going with the one barn and group and my daughter to Thermal, California in the middle of February for 3 weeks.
Where in California?
So I'm looking at the other groups and stables and things that are going to be there and want to be able to work while I'm down there.
Where in California did you say?
Thermo in Palm Desert.
Okay, like down by Palm Springs?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Yeah, there's a large show jumping tournament that goes for several weeks.
Uh huh.
So right now I'm just finding out who else from our area is going to be down there, and then looking into ways to also get other new clients while I'm there.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Yeah. So good. Yeah, it's great that you can, you've got specific goals for. Yeah, the 20 new clients and increasing your client base and show jumping. and that you got a place to do it. Yeah, we'd be on site at this show here, and you can. So that's great. Yeah, I think that's so fantastic. That's great. And thanks for all sharing all your goals and. And we will put it on January 12th for the next call here, and then I'll be sending out information about how to, you know, get the word out about the new course too. That anyone be thinking about anyone that you know, other coaches or other maybe students that you've been in other courses with, or other, you know, the personal touch is always nice to tell people about the new course, and then you can give them your affiliate link. And or just go to the coaches resources area to get an affiliate link if you can sign up for free, and then yeah, that's great. And you can put the banner on your website, and I'll send you more tools how to do that as well. And then I'll send you information about the book as well, how to get more of those. So great, thank you so much for sharing your information, everyone, for sharing your goals, and we'll talk more about next time about the product creation as well. So have a great holiday, everyone, and we'll stay in touch and keep working on your goals and all the specifics of how to get to those goals over the holidays. And we'll talk soon. Thanks.
All right. Happy New Year,
thanks,
everyone.
Thanks a lot, Joanne.
Enjoy. Yep. Happy holidays.
Thanks to all of you.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you. Okay. Bye now.